Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotterain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On March 30th, 2023, a heavy blanket of sorrow came over me. This has only happened a few times in the last 10 years since I received this prophetic gift from the Lord. And I knew that the Lord wanted to share something with me. I knew it was from Him. And I knew I had to seek Him. And this was not in the morning. So it was really in the middle of the day or more towards evening. And so I started praying. And I received one of the most sobering messages that I've ever received, brothers and sisters. So much so that I really cannot share all of it. But I will share a few portions of it. Now, after receiving it, I asked the Lord why I was feeling so sorrowful. I mean, after I heard the message, I realized it was a very sorrowful message. But I felt like I was grieving. There was a grieving in my spirit. And the Lord told me that what I was feeling was the grieving and the sorrow of the Father who has lost so many of His children to the enemy. Whoa. I really had to take pause when I heard that, because I can understand as a parent, and many of you are parents, what you would feel if your children betrayed you, deceived you, turned their back, and literally kind of divorced themselves from you. So that was that grieving that I was feeling in the spirit. All right, so let me go ahead now. And I will have a transcript of all of this. This is going to be two messages. I have two messages, brothers and sisters, I need to bring to you. So this is the first one. It's fairly short, and the second one's not too long. But please hang in there to the very end, because I feel these are very, very important for the times that we are living in right this very moment. All right. Here is what I heard. I heard the floodgate has been opened for persecution. Then I heard the shepherds have gone astray. They have led the people astray. No one will stand up for righteousness. Therefore, judgment comes. And then I heard, this is the final rodeo. I heard, this is the final match. And then this was kind of strange, but I heard the final kahuna. And I actually should have looked up the word kahuna. I don't even really know what that means. But that's what I heard. Then I heard, no more chances to get it right. The world has used up all of its chances, and none are left. Judgment, then persecution, then final redemption or damnation comes. Very souls hang in the balance. With little time left, pray for these souls, for there will still be a few that return to me. There's only one hope left in the world, and that is my salvation. Grab a hold of it and do not let it go. There is a light shining in this darkness, a light set up upon a hill that no one can extinguish. Now, when I heard that from the Lord, I saw in the spirit, I saw a mountain with a light on it, and I had a knowing that this was the mountain of God. So let me read that part again. There is a light shining in the darkness, a light set upon a hill that no one can extinguish. It is the eternal light of God. Though many are now attempting to extinguish the light, they cannot, for it is beyond their reach and beyond their control. Excuse me. When this light shines upon the wicked and unsaved, they will shriek in pain because their deeds of evil will have been exposed. That's all I'm going to share from this message, unless the Lord tells me to share the rest of it. I also heard at the end of it, Psalms 46, So I'm not going to read that now, but you can go ahead on your own. I would highly recommend go read Psalms 46. Okay, now the second message. So I received this message on March 22, 2023, and after what just has happened with the whole thing with the former president, I had thought, oh, I wish I had put this out, or I should have put this out before, because I received it on the 22nd. However, I heard in my spirit that it was good that I waited, because people are now beginning to wake up to understand the persecutions that are happening. And I have been hearing about these persecutions from the Lord. I have many messages. You can go to the blog and type in the search engine, persecutions. And since 2018, the Lord has been telling me the persecution that's coming. So he has been warning his people. So before I received this message, while praying, I saw something in the spirit horrifying. First, I saw someone hanging from a tree. And then the scene quickly changed, and I saw a street that was lined with people that were hanging on, I don't know if it was poles or trees, I think it was like poles. And they were hanging, and they were on both sides of the street. Now, this shook me to the core when I saw that. It was a horrible, I guess you would call it a vision, I don't know. And it reminded me of a dream that I received, and I'm going to try to find it. I know I posted it years ago. Again, if I do find it, I'll put it in the link below. But this dream was very similar. In this dream, I was driving with my husband, and I believe it was a girl who was supposed to be my daughter, though I didn't know her. And she was in the back seat, and we were driving, and we went under, I think it was three different overpasses. And over each one, there were three people that were hanging from the overpass. It's kind of hard to explain. But there were three overpasses, and hanging from each one were three different people. And once we went under the third one, the girl in the back seat told us quickly to, I think, if I can remember correctly, to stop the car, and she jumped out. And, like, she had supernatural powers. Literally, she, like, jumped up on the overpass, and she quickly cut the three people down. She went to the next overpass, and I think she did the same thing. And she had supernatural power, and she saved those people who had just been hung. So I believe that this represents the supernatural acts that we are going to be seeing, brothers and sisters, during the days of the beast, which is here now. So we need to be encouraged that the Lord is not going to be leaving us during times of persecution. Not only that, he's going to be with us, and we're going to see his power being manifested. And this goes along with another word that I remember I received, and I did find that blog, and I'll put it down below for you. From 2018, and it said this, it said, persecution brings the latter rain. Persecution brings the latter rain. So we are going to see lots of people, I believe, that are going to come into the kingdom because of the persecution. All right, now I'd like to read to you the message that I received on the 22nd of March, 2023. Here's that message. The persecutions are coming. And for many, they are already here. From the four corners of the earth rises up the beast who rages against my own. There will be nowhere to hide except for under the shadow of my wings. For many, they will rise up like eagles. On eagles' wings they shall find places of safety where the serpent cannot be able to go to. I'm going to stop there. That reminds me of the scripture in Revelation 12:14 about the woman who goes to the wilderness. She was given two wings of a great eagle. It says, I'll read one of those verses. It says, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. Back to message. This is coming, and it is coming quickly. Go get yourself in position with me so you can hear my instructions. listen for my voice. It is a still, small voice that comes. Train yourself to hear it. Seek it, for it will help and guide you. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit, which I give to my people, for those who have been born again into my kingdom through faith. Now this, I'm going to stop again and say that the still small voice actually is in the Bible. For those of you who don't know, it's in 1 Kings 19:11 through 12. And this is when Isaiah was waiting to hear a word from the Lord. And he first thought it was going to be in the wind. And then he thought there was an earthquake. And he thought maybe it was through the earthquake. And then after the earthquake, there was a fire. The Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, there was a still, small voice. So this is the voice that you need to learn how to hear from the Lord. And he's already talking to you, and you probably haven't been trained to hear it properly. So you need to seek it. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to show you. It is a process, and also we have to be trained to hear it. So seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. You know, many say, no, I'm not hearing from the Lord. Well, the more you seek the Lord and the closer you get to him, you will be training yourself to hear from him. Okay, back to the message. These persecutions are a testing for my church. They are the fire that removes the dross. Many will succumb because they loved their lives more than me. They will surrender to the beast and will receive his mark. Many already have. These persecutions will be like nothing that has ever been before, but for my elect's sake, I will cut the day short. Don't underestimate the power of the beast, for he comes with brute force against many. It will be like no other time in history, as he is unleashed for a time. He is the ancient serpent of the garden that deceives unto death. He will swallow as many as he can, for his appetite has no limits. His greatest foes are those who are mine and confess me as Lord of Lords. He has infiltrated the churches from the inside out, and now, through deception, leads many astray. There is no more time for playing around, but instead to see how grave the times are. No longer keep your head in the sand and not deal with the reality that you are now in. Instead, take time to prepare with provisions. Spend more time listening to my voice and hearing my guidance. Hide the word in your heart every day through reading and memorizing, for this is your strength. I want to stop there, brothers and sisters. Please, if you haven't already, start memorizing scripture so you can, it's right on the tip of your tongue. It's right, you know, you can recall it really quickly. It's important, especially for spiritual warfare. But also for the times that we're in, we're not going to know when there might be times when we won't have the Bible available. So please, please memorize scripture. Try to do a verse a day or maybe a verse a week. I don't know. But I just urge you to hide the word in your heart. Back to the message. I'm going to read that part again. Hide the word in your heart every day through reading and memorizing, for this will be your strength. The days are only going to get darker, but my light will shine forth. Stay in the light, for it is the path that leads to my kingdom. Dwell on whatever is good, true, lovely, and pure, and not on the darkness that surrounds you. Choose me. Choose life. Choose righteousness. Choose justice. Be ready for what is coming. Be prepared physically, spiritually, and mentally so you will not be caught unaware and unprepared. Ask me how and I will show you. Many are already in position and in place. Stand firm. Most importantly, know who you believe in and stand. Fear not death of the body, but that of the soul. Buckle up. Things are about to get very bumpy soon. And it was signed, Jesus Christ, and he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. All right, well, that's the end of the message, brothers and sisters. And a lot of the things that the Lord shared in the last message, he has shared before. And I believe he continues to reiterate and say these things so we can remember them. and so we can be following his instructions. And also, I have a lot of new subscribers, and I know that the Lord is also wanting to reach out to them because they might not have heard some of these things before. For all my old subscribers, you all know a lot of these things already because the Lord has been speaking to us about it for a while. All right, well, that's all for now. Until next time, I just want to thank you again for coming and listening to the things that the Lord has been sharing with me. Stay strong in the Lord.